I was not anything interested yet. I was just still listening to her singing. And then my mother repeated the word for some reason.
Which word was that?
That is to say, do not think of possession on it. Do not, you don't have to have
she
any
would
possession.
Say that, just yeah, like yeah. reciting it from
yeah,
that
yeah,
characters.
From that, yeah. So we were told never to wish anything. That is why you don't care much about having anything.
Why do you think your grandmother spoke against it, whereas your mother was just following the words of what she'd been taught?
I really don't know what makes a difference. I think my mother and my grandmother was the most converted person. Yeah. And one other thing about my grandmother is that she used to pretend that she's half part white, and she wanted to listen to this, proud to be being, you know, his father was a half breed. So that's what's wrong with my grandmother. So she sort of looked down on our own culture. But my mother just repeated the words because of for our spirit. You know, on our soul, so they will go to heaven. Yeah. Did I tell you about when I was born that my grandmother insisted that my mother have me out in the open? Yeah, that's what she did. That's a custom, really. You know, in summer, if the lady or no other time, if she's going to have the baby 1 week ahead, they usually prepare that small teepee out away from main home. So the lady can go have baby there, but I have always a helper, another lady. And make a nice fire, and they make a little bed there, and where she can have a baby. So they have some other helper. But this time, my mother was alone, and my grandmother didn't even go out to help. And I was born. And even she even stated that, you know, I was the thing wasn't born. That was me. Condemn me. And you know, if you, they say that in our culture, if you do that to the person, you curse the person and he begin bad. That's our custom belief. If you curse someone, you know, even the kid, sometimes when you do that, it actually happens and the person is condemned. I told that to my wife one time, she said, you're a terrible person, you're bad. And I said, Thama, yes, I believe you. I said, it happens when I was born by my grandma. Yes, I am terrible, I said. There's no hope, I said. No
original
hope in heaven.
Sin.
And then laughing at that, I just joking around with my wife. But she didn't like that.
Different if you're an Anglican. We don't, us Anglicans don't laugh at the Bible like you can't laugh. We can't go to confession in quite the same way.
She didn't think it was nice for me to do that. You're terrible, Jesus. You don't want to be near me at all. So that's the book.
That's the book.
That's enough for now.
Yeah, it's starting to make me sick.